In 2017, Jessie Goodman left her job as an English professor to travel. She found herself in Ketchikan, working a seasonal job in the outdoor industry. This summer would have been her fourth in Ketchikan. She was days away from flying from Portland to Alaska in mid-March when the country began shutting down. At first, Goodman just postponed her reservation.
And then at a certain point, it's like, well, it doesn't really make sense to go up there right now. So just kind of waiting and seeing if it's ever going to be like logical to do that this year.
Without her typical seasonal job, Goodman has been living off federal aid money her employer Lighthouse Excursions passed on to her while she and her boyfriend figure out their next move.
Now I'm riding the unemployment wave until like the end of the month when that extra bump comes up, and then hoping to, I don't know, have a plan as to where to be for the next few months, because we're just really up in the air. We don't really know where we're staying.
Other outfits are in the same boat. Betsy Burdett said she originally hired 22 summer workers to work for her at Southeast Exposure Outdoor Adventure Center. But when the pandemic canceled tourist season, she had to tell her out-of-state workers not to travel.
You know, we make zero money. So we have zero money to pay them.
Now, she has six local employees and is paying them with federal coronavirus relief money. She thinks she can make August payroll, but she says she knows the situation isn't sustainable.
Let's see. Well, it's not going to last through the summer season. And that's what I was saying is I think we'll have to get there, you know, cross that bridge when we get there.
And while she doesn't expect any visitors this summer, Burdett also says she's worried about the few local patrons she might get. She says she doesn't think enough people in town care about wearing masks. And she says she isn't afraid to turn people away in the name of public health.
It would be a small percentage of what we usually make. So the question is, do we want to jeopardize anyone's health in the name of making money?
For Burdett, the answer is no. But she says she's concerned about other business owners who feel differently. Back in Portland, Goodman also says she's worried about the future of the tourism industry in Ketchikan.
I'm really hoping to get back to Ketchikan and have a season next year if I can't get there sooner. But I think it's a real thing that we have to consider is that it might not be the same place anymore, you know, and have the same opportunities for us.
For now, she's applying for jobs and trying to figure out her next move. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Rebecca Tauber.